Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. We just conducted an opinion survey. I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? Do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else? Just for a statistical purpose only.
What in the world are these questions going to do for anybody?
It's just a study that we're conducting about the next coming election, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? All the answers are strictly confidential. Now,
I'm
just
a woman.
Right, thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Just the year?
1945.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Pacific Island?
Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
College.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Yes.
You are. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, a local office in Columbus like mayor and city council, and local levies. Now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote at a chance of 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Certain. Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about that direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat.
Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Thank you. Now, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, below is a list of issues, and please select three. They are the most important to you, okay? So I'm going to read them, and you can stop me when you hear the ones that are most important to you, and then I will continue, just in case you change your mind. The first one is housing, the issue of housing, the issue of legalizing marijuana, transportation, jobs, economy, racial inequity, access to abortion, crime, violence, health care, property taxes, city budget and spending, education, and criminal justice reform. If that's the big three, just for the sake of the research, they're the most important to you.
Housing, economy.
Okay. Yes.
Economy.
Mm-hmm. And one more?
Yeah.
Healthcare, property taxes, crime, violence. Which one should we pick?
Crime and violence.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know, never heard that people or groups, please indicate so, okay? Here's the first one. Nick Bankstone, from
what?
0 to 10. Nick Bankstone, do you recognize the name? Never heard of it?
No.
Okay. How about the Columbus Police, from 0 to 10? How warm and favorable you feel towards them?
Hmm.
Any number from 0
favorable.
To 10.
Favorable. Quite favorable.
Okay, one number. Now, 5 is neither warm or cold. 10 is very warm and favorable. And 0 means very cold and unfavorable. So from 0 to 10.
Eight.
Okay, thank you. And how about Shannon Harding? Do you recognize the name?
No.
No. How about Melissa Green? Recognize
no.
the name? Okay. How about Emmanuel Ramey?
Recognize
no. the name? And Adrian Hood? Recognize
no.
the name? The Columbus City Council, in general, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 10, what number should we give them?
Give them a 5.
Okay. And how about Zach Klein? Recognize that name?
Nope.
Okay. And Louis Gill, recognize the name?
Nope.
And how about Farkham Jetty? recognize your name?
No. Are they city council members? I don't know the city council.
That's an excellent question. But I will move forward and we'll find out, okay? Andrew Kentor. Recognize your name, Andrew?
Yes, I do, but I don't. That won't stay favorable or not.
Okay, so you don't have you know about him, but you don't have no opinion, right?
Right.
Okay. How about Nancy Akar from 0 to 10? What
No.
should we give him? No? Okay. Yeah, Chris Witt?
No.
From zero? No? Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and require them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote in all 9 candidates. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one. I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go on a new direction. Second one, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. First one or second one, even if it's not exactly right?
First one.
Okay, thank you. And there is no right or wrong answers, okay, ma'am? I appreciate your patience. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Farham Jetty or Nick Bankston?
I haven't studied them. I do not know who I would vote for.
And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Adrian Hood or Emma?
No, don't even go through the names because I have not studied them. I do not know who I vote for.
No, and I understand. I mean, believe me, I appreciate you taking the time to help me, but I'm required to read verbatim. So let me read it real quick, and you just tell me that you haven't decided.
No, I'm ready to hang up. Thank you very much.